time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good morning. Diving into the world of buying, selling, owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Today, we're going to talk about selling a house in the winter. Some tips, some pros and cons. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to our listeners. And thank you, Kyle. I'm excited to be here to talk about selling your home in the winter. You know, it's a common belief that winter is a slow time for real estate, especially in our colder climates. But with today's housing market being hotter than ever, there are definitely ways to attract buyers even during the holidays.
So let's break this down a little bit. It's a common misconception that most home buyers have school-age children and they only shop for homes during summer vacation.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is a myth. And according to the Zillow Consumer Housing Trends Report, about 60% of buyers don't have children under 18 at home, meaning they're not restricted by school schedules. They could be motivated buyers looking to relocate for a job or have some changing life circumstances.
That's a good point. Now let's talk about the benefits of selling a home in the winter. What are some of the advantages?
Well, first off, you're likely to deal with motivated buyers. Since many people shopping in winter have specific reasons like job relocations, they're serious about making a purchase.
And what about competition?
So you hit the nail on the head, Kyle. There's typically less competition in winter since fewer homes are on the market. That means your property stands out more.
So it's worth noting, too, that buyers often have more time off work during the holidays. That should translate into opportunities for showings and open houses, I bet.
Yep, and let's not forget about agent attention. So with fewer listings, agents can dedicate more time to sellers like you, which can make all the difference.
But as with everything, I mean, there's challenges to consider when selling in winter. What are some of those?
Yes, Kyle. So one challenge that you might receive is lowball offers. So some buyers might assume that winter sellers are desperate to sell. However, with the low inventory market, that like what we're seeing right now, I haven't been hit with low offers, especially on desirable properties that people are downsizing or upsizing into. You also have to contend with limited curb appeal. So dreary weather can hide your home's best features.
And let's not overlook financing delays, right? I mean, holiday schedules, that could probably slow things down considerably.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's important to consider Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, because those do cause delays, and it's less likely for sellers to possibly get multiple offers, which can drive up the selling price during busier seasons. And if there are any flaws with your home, like being drafty or dark, they may become more prominent in winter.
Now, let's maybe shift gears a bit here. What tips do you have for folks looking to sell their home in the winter?
Yeah, so definitely first, it's important to spruce up your online listing. So that means more home searching happens online during bad weather. So high quality photos and engaging descriptions are key.
Yeah, boy, photos is a big deal. And what about investing in professional photography to really help showcase your home's interior, make it feel, you know, bright and inviting?
Yeah, professional photography is definitely important. I love some of the photographers we work with because they can really capture angles. And a lot of times home sellers are like, wow, that's what my home looks like when they see the photos online.
So what about pricing for this time of year? Talk about a well-priced home, how that can attract buyers at any time of the year.
Yeah, definitely. Well-priced home can attract buyers at any time of the year. You got to price it right. You don't want to overprice for the market and let it sit there. And, you know, if you're going to be decorating for the holidays, keep it simple. You want potential buyers to envision themselves in your space.
Man, use nice decorations so people don't look at stuff that they wouldn't want to be in a home with.
Exactly. A delicious aroma can make a big difference. So think fresh baked cookies or cinnamon. It creates a warm, inviting atmosphere.
So what about making the home cozy? I mean, some people have fireplaces, maybe colors, soft throw blankets to change the vibe.
Yeah, anything you can do to make your house cozy for that showing. So turn on that fireplace, you know, get the throw blankets out to change the vibe, make it warm and inviting. And definitely look at your curb appeal so it takes on a new meaning in winter. Like, clear out any leaves. We don't get a lot of snow here, but if we do, make sure it's gone. Provide umbrellas for visitors and ensure pathways are well lit and accessible. So sometimes a common scenario for sellers is to provide booties for shoes or ask buyers to remove them. One tip here is it's really helpful to have a chair or a bench by the front door for people to be able to sit down and do this. It's really hard if there's nothing to sit on.
Yeah, good point there. And what about turning down the lights? I mean, this time of year, daylight hours are limited, so maximizing the light in your home can make a big difference.
Yeah, definitely. Turn on all the lights inside and out. It makes your home look very attractive when the lights are on.
So let's talk about maybe even heating systems, cleaning the gutters, things like that.
Yeah, and important. A buyer will notice if your home's drafty or the gutters are overflowing, so don't forget those maintenance items.
All right, and that applies to the house you live in now, too.
Exactly.
That gives me some work for the weekend. So let's talk about the update for the Umpqua Valley. What's been going on?
Gosh, I can't believe how busy it's been getting through the end of November. So here's the weekly updates for November 15th through November 21st. Coming soon, new listings. We have two of those coming soon. Watch for those to go active so you can actually go and schedule a showing. New listings bumped a little bit to 31 for the week. I'm happy to see 7 more than the prior week. Back on the market, that's been a reduction. We only had 14 listings come back on the market. We did see an increase in bumpable offers. So 4 for the week. I think that's the record for all year, 4 in 1 week. So sellers are negotiable. They're willing to let those buyers get their house on the market and sold to buy their house. No short sales. We had 40 price changes for the week. A jump in pending sales. So 47 pending sales for the week. I always look at the number of pending versus the number of new listings come on the market. In the last 2 weeks, we've had significantly more pendings than listings coming on the market. So inventory shrinking again, even as we head into the holidays.
Wow. What about sold homes?
Sold properties were up in the 40s again. We saw a spike from the previous several months, 41 for the week. So very active November as we head in to December.
So let's talk about some of the listings out there. I see you've got a big selection again.
Oh, yeah. This Marianne Lane, 14 Marianne Lane. This is kind of one of the popular 55 and older manufactured home park communities. Two bedroom, two bath, 1188 square feet, built in 91. It's 83.9. It's also got carport parking. And then another popular 55 plus gated community. It's a manufactured home community, 352 Jacob Hale Lane, 155,000. This community has common areas. It's got an attached garage. It's, you know, it's nice and secured with that gated area.
Now, I saw one in Sutherland, and you don't see too many two-bedroom homes, but for some people, that might be just what they're looking for.
Yeah, and this two-bedroom, two-bath home is pretty roomy with 1,200 square feet. It's a single-story home with an attached two-car garage built in 2000. $315,000.
And what about people that want, you know, several acres?
Yeah, so this is a Fisher Road home, 270 Glenwood Court, that just came on the market yesterday, 5.65 acres, three bedroom, two and a half bath, 1899 square feet for $695. This land is all usable. It also has a 20 by 30 shop. Lots of open houses on this house today, tomorrow, and this weekend.
And I see one out west of the country club, big home, nice-sized property, and some amazing features, including a vineyard.
Yeah, so pretty neat properties that are coming up right now. 379 Osage Drive in Roseburg, four-bedroom, four-and-a-half bath, just under 3,700 square feet on 2.46 acres. The list price is $1.23 million. This has a gourmet chef's kitchen that was remodeled in 2016. It also has a guest house. It also has a large shop for all your toys and a climate-controlled wine room. There's a barn with two stables, a chicken coop, and a vineyard. So a one-of-a-kind property.
Wow. Pinot Noir, Syrah, Tempranillo, grapes all being grown there. A lot to check out. A lot of listings, and I know right now you're doing a lot of open houses.
Yeah, we have our team's doing a lot of open houses today. I'm actually hosting three tomorrow. Glenwood Court starting at 10 a.m., and then I'll be on Backwater Loop at 12 and 2 p.m.
Wow, and if people want to find out where all these are and get more connections with you or some of your team, how do they do that?
Yeah, you can definitely go online at marygilbert.com and see where all of our open houses are, or you can give us a call at 541-366-6080.
All right, Mary Gilbert, Local Real Estate Today, wrapping up the morning report at 9 o'clock.